Okay, today, today I'd like to focus on three different machlokes in Rishayim, the sugya, time permitting. We'll start with Taisus Taima Denikif Hamakif Pater. And we'll try to understand what Taisus holds and the Shittas of the Rishayim that disagree. Tama Denikif Hamakif Pater. So, Rabbanon Le Pligi, or Shemdam Le Akarat Le Akefi Yisera. Taisus explained the Gemara's Raya, that even though the Gemara's Raya is only for a B'yasi, but it means, even according to the Chacham, it should be a raya. V'mtaymar izenehena v'zelechos ha-fater. Afilu amedikif nami. So this is the kasha. That if zenehena zelechos ha-fater, even if the nikif got up and completed the wall, should also be pater. That's the difference. Amedmakif, amedikif. Now, Ershton's just pshat in Taisus, just the words of Taisus, what are the words of Taisus? That the Nikif got up and he showed that it's worth spending money to him. It's worth the expenditure for him. Shani Amar Nikif, the Goli Daite, the Nichalei Bahitzar. So really, Zenehen of Zalei Chaser is Pater. But here it's different because the Nikif said, I'm supreme with paying money here because for this Hana, I would pay. I would be willing to pay. Even though he's only willing to pay one side, we're making him pay for the half of the whole four sides. But Taisus tells that that's enough because he shows that it's worth spending money on. Now the question, how do we show it's worth spending the whole money on? So that we'll put aside. But Taisus is yesod that if a person really zenehen zelei chaser is pater, which is the way we pass it. Nevertheless, if you show that you're nichala, you're chayiv, that's the chiddush of this Taisus. So that shitas Taisus, zenehen zelei chaser, and he's goli daite de nichalei, he's chayiv. So what should come out according to Taisus? Let's say what would be the din like Taisus if I would rent you an apartment that's not mine? I fool you. I tell you, you know, if you pay me, I'll get you. I'll let you stay in my apartment for a week. You give me money and I let you into somebody else's house. I know you went away. So I let you into someone else's house for a week. And then the real owner comes back. So do you have to pay me? Do you have to pay me rent? If anybody says yes, anybody think yes? If you think yes, again, I told you, you want to come to New York for a week? I'll rent you an apartment. I rent you my apartment. And I went, it's not my apartment. I went to my neighbor's house, I have his key, I opened the door. I told him, it's my apartment, pay me rent for the week. You could stay here. So you stay there for a week. So do you have to pay me rent? No? If you think so, I can get you on the Brooklyn Bridge very cheap. I can give you just for a dollar toll, I'll get you on the Brooklyn Bridge. You have to pay me rent. It's not mine, right? I can't rent you someone else's house. Right? If you're all awake, you should know that. If I rent you someone else's house, you don't have to pay me rent. The question is, do you have to pay him rent? Do you have to pay him rent? You don't have to pay. What? Do you have to pay him rent? According to Taisus, you have to pay rent. Even though Zenehen of Zelei Chaser, he wasn't in the business of renting his apartment. According to Taisus, you have to pay him rent, because it's Zenehen of Zelei Chaser. But you are going to die that you're willing to pay for it. And Taisus Shita is that when you're Goli Daite, that you want to pay for it, that you have to pay. And then it's Lechasa has to pay. It's an exception to the rules, and then it's Lechasa. Ruki Yosef brings B'shem the Ramah and the Amshe Shleimai and the Nachlas David all bring from a Gemara later that says B'Ferish that if Ruvein rented Shimon's house to Levi and it's not a Mokim that's Kamala Agra, that you don't have to pay, but then it was all across in your pocket. For that reason, all of these Rishaitim, the Mukhi Yosef and the Ramah, the Yom Shishloima, and Nachlas David and Achmed, but they all argue with Taisus. This Yisayit of Taisus, that Taisus holds, Zenehen of Ezelech Chaser, which is normally part of, becomes Chayim, it's Goli Daite, it's Nichalei Lashalein, that Taisus holds, that if you show you're willing to pay your Chayim, they argue that it's a Beferish of Gemara later, that if Reuven rents out Shimon's house to Levi, that you potter. So they argue with Taisus. We have a Machlekes Rishonim. We call it Taisus against the Mukhi Yosef. Taisus holds this new rule that Goli Daite is Mechayev you, and Mukhi Yosef says there's no such rule. Goli Daite is not Mechayev.
If you're
writing
Mechayev
between
Goli Daite
and the person and somebody else,
if I'm Goli Daite,
the Tzamazah,
I'm willing to pay $1,000 for it, I just sold it over four walls, I'm not
going to
be paid.
But here, Yehuda, you tell it to, you, Ahmed Nikif, you didn't tell it to anybody, you just did so, you told the whole world, really. You spent money on the fourth wall. So you're saying, if I just tell it to the four walls, you must tell me you just tell it to the four walls, it doesn't count. You have to do something to show you're willing to pay.
Right, I'm saying, maybe, in the case, maybe that's what the case with any other person argue with us. Maybe they told that I'm just calling it to the wrong person.
In both cases,
I gave money to the person who I thought was renting the apartment. He was really
faking. So that's 100%
give a doubt. But I'm not for all the world, but that's only me and him. The original owner doesn't know that I was going to do it. I'm thinking, if I come in before I move in, I tell you.
Well, if Ahmed Nikif and he put up a wall, if he hired workers, the whole world doesn't know. They don't know who paid the workers. I don't think it's supposed to be an answer to the whole world. I meant that you have to be clear. If you say it to four walls, maybe when you come to mice, you wouldn't do it. I only meant it has to be clear that you want to. So you have a Machlekes Rishonim. L'chayre, each sheet of the Rishonim has a Beferish Gemara like his tzad. Taisus has the L'chayre of Beferish Raya. From Amad Nikif Chayv L'shalay. And Mukhi Yosef doesn't say how the Ramah would answer it. Rukhi Yosef is on Daf Tess in the beginning of the Wide Lines. Daf Tess in the pages of the Rukhi Yosef. And he doesn't say how he would answer Taisus' Raya. On the other hand, Rukhi Yosef also has a Beferish Raya. He has a Raya from this case, where Reuven rents Hashem's apartment to Levi. And Levi doesn't have to pay. So we have two Shittas, but each Shitta seems to have of the Beferish Raya. So what we have to do is answer each Raya like the other Shita. That's basically what we have to do today. Just before we start that, I always tell you, we have a Machlaikis, just which Shita is more Pashit? Svara. Zenehen of Ezelei Chaser is Potter, which is the Maskana. Zenehen of Ezelei Chaser is Potter. What's the din in a case where I'm a galadas, I'm willing to pay? Should that be mechayev me? What's the pashta sasvara? Zeneh is like a chaser is pater. You're not considered a mazik. You're not considered a chayev. It's nothing. It's pater. If I'm a galadas, I'm willing to pay. Should that be mechayev me? What's the pashta sasvara? I'm going to see to study. What's the Pashta Sasvara? Pashta Sasvara is, why should I have to pay? Why should I have to pay? If I go into a store and I buy something, it normally costs $10. I give the cash register, I give him $10. He says, no, it's on sale, it's only $9. So say, yeah, but I was Megala Das, I'm willing to pay $10. It's ridiculous, why should I pay $10? No? I don't have to pay $10. I'm willing to pay $9. No? Why not? Why not? I'm willing to pay for something. It's then a hand of a zelay chaser. I already had the hanor. The question is, can you bill me? Why should you? I mean, you didn't say sure, sir. Okay. Well, why is that a hand of a zelay chaser potter? The Nehan of Azal Chas is potter because you're really not entitled to to see payment for something that it's Midah Sadaim if you don't give it to me. So really you have no right to have payment for it. So here, because I was Megala my Das and I'm willing to pay, therefore what? Why should that be Mechayev with me? As Megala my Das, really if you build a wall around my Chatzar, I'm really potter. I don't have to pay. I was Megala Das that I would pay. So why should I be chayiv?
I know this is right, but let's see. If I put an ad outside the bookshelf that I want to give away, somebody comes by and sees my bookshelf and goes, that's a beautiful bookshelf, I'll pay $100 for it.
I'm about to sell it.
Even though right at this point,
you see, there I'm allowed to sell it because there I'm still allowed to change my mind. So it's not such a good example. Because even if I put an ad that I'm willing to give away for free, I can change my mind. You have to have a case where I put out an ad that it's free, and someone took it already for a price, and he didn't know. But they have something in the store that's marked to $10. And someone took it, and they wrote down that he took whatever, the package of this. And he thought it's $10. And now, and really, it was on sale for less. So is there any, do I have to pay $10 for it? So I took it, I was willing to pay $10, and now the price is
$8. What happens if you come and you come to the register, the guy took down $10.
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell me?
So it's not a good case, because he could change his mind. The seller could change his mind. You have to have a case where he already took it.
Is that today? That was
it's a question of payment.
He would have only been paying $9. The guy came and put down
10. The seller could change his mind. He could say, I'm not selling it to anybody after 1 o'clock. I'm not selling it anymore for 9. You see, as long as the person didn't take it yet, it's not a good example. You have to have an example. All these examples, the person took it already. Now, the question, how much to bill it? There's got to be a case like that where a person already got whatever he was supposed to get, and he thought he's going to pay more. And really, it's on sale, there's a smaller price. So what's it going to be in such a case? Do you have any rights to it? Somebody orders something, it gets delivered, and the deliverer doesn't realize that he doesn't know that the price went down. He thinks the old price is still in effect. Says, am I right to charge with the old price? Because it's Gila Daite? L'chaira, in our case, where Be'etzem, the person is potter, why is Gila Daite in Mechayiv? Well, why should that be Mechayiv? Because I'm willing to pay, that makes it a Chayivus?
That's what it says, it's a continuing thing, and now it becomes like a charge for it. In other words, if it's a case of like
but it's Lachar Ma'aser. You went away for a week. You went to Israel for a week.
In that case, I agree. Because in the case of the wall.
The wall.
In the case of the wall is going to be there forever. So I'm telling you, I'm willing to pay for there to be a wall. I'm willing to pay today, tomorrow, there should be a wall.
But I don't have to pay.
I don't.
But I'm willing. I don't have to.
Right. But since I don't even give it down, then I have to pay.
So now, if I say I'm willing, so I have to pay. Now I change my mind. I don't want to. You say, no, since you were willing. I mean, if you're willing to pay and you're giving me money, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
We're talking that you're willing to pay,
yes,
and now you change your mind. So now, do you have to pay me?
Since you're Megala Das, then it became a rentable item.
What chiv is there because I'm Megala Das?
You became a rentable item. The fact that your Indo apartment at that time would be a kinyan at that price.
I lived there at that price.
So now that makes it a kinyan. You agree, it's like a shtar.
Yeah, but I agreed to pay Ruvay.
I agree, but the shtar of that you're paying $100 is still in effect, just the person switched. It's as if Ruvin sold the shtar to the new person.
But the new person doesn't charge this price.
Right, but you agreed to that at that price with the old person, as if you already have a shtar in effect. It's now that shtar belongs to the new person, he has the option to keep it or not.
What creates a fi of mamon? The shtar with Reuven creates a fi of mamon to Shimon. Moving in creates a fi of to Shimon.
I didn't know it at the time.
Creates a fi of. So what does that mean? If we learn Masha Nehenis, creates a chayiv. I have a certain shtamshus creates a chayiv. So then maybe it makes sense what Tosfos is saying. My use of it creates a chayiv. If I take an apple out of your store, and that apple, I think I have to pay for it, and you're really giving away the apples for free. You're giving away apples for free. I don't realize that I take an apple and I leave you a note that put it on my bill. So that creates a chiyuv, because in my mind I bought it. So maybe that creates a chiyuv. To create a chiyuv, you need das on two sides or on one side. I guess we're saying you only need on one side. That's a pshat mistam. Huh? That to create a chiyuv, you only need das on one side. Again, you have a store, and I go into the store, it's very busy, and you're my friend, I know you don't mind, so I take something, I write a note to you, and I give it to you, and I'm taking it, and you bill me. So you're allowed to bill me what I think the price is, even if it's not the real price. Let's say it's less than I know, I'm not worried about it, I know. That's all coming out. That you're allowed to bill me is that lamaisa? You go into a store, they have something on sale, and I order something, I don't know what's on sale. I order it, it's delivered, I send you a check, and you realize, hey, he didn't know it was on sale, he's sending me a full price. So I'm allowed to keep the whole full price. Is that what we're saying then? Huh? That's what we're saying, like Tysus. Dilo daite de nichale creates a chav. And that's what comes out from Tysus.
Right?
What? Nichale means I went into your store and I bought a car, and I didn't know that there's a sale now. I bought the car, I agreed to pay whatever it is. Well, if everyone would kick, well, here also, if I can get it for free, I'd rather get it for free.
But Nikolai is asking what the fun of it. We have that he could find in the last case with the wall, he could find out what the cheap wall. The fact is, Nikolai had asked for what he wanted.
Omid Mak if you can find a cheap wall. Omid Dik if you can't find a cheap wall. Omid Dik if you put up
a cheap wall. So
why does he have to pay? He doesn't realize it. He's really potter. But since he's Gilu Daite, then Nichalai bang is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because he's Gilu Daite, Nichalai. L'chayra, we learn from here, at least the Taisus, that there's a new thing, a new chayivus. If I get something and I agree to pay for it, I'm chayiv to pay, even if you really had no right to charge me for it. Is that what the Sefer said? Huh? It's the opposite of Zachal Adam. I'm agreeing to pay you. I'm chayiv myself to you. So, right?
The whole
story
of Zen and Hanan that you lechasa immediately. Make
that you
should be chayiv.
Zenev Zalchas is potter.
But Tosfos really, you should be chayiv. You had a hanah. The reason why you bought that is because making my Zenev is done, but right. There was no chas here. So the same version of pot here also. The fact that you made a deal with that doesn't remove the fact that.
So what's pshat in the chiyuv? Why do I have to pay?
Because you're having enough from the rest of the world. You're getting. It's like that case where you. Somebody says, where's the uncle's house?
What do
you mean this house? And you pointed to Moshe's house. Because
you're a
Tosfos HaVeir. Moshe, okay. You have enough. I mean, so what does the guy have to pay? He has to pay because he has enough from the thing. He doesn't pay the whole thing. He pays it
around
the
rest.
Same thing here. He took the fourth wall of that fourth wall
up.
Getting now,
enough from the rest of it. So now he's got to chip. So he's having enough from everything. Ah, he's saying, the hen of his Elechasser is really Potter. The fact that I'm having enough, when you're not losing anything, is really Potter. But he's having his Elechasser. He's saying, but since I was Megaladas, I'm still chayiv. So that bridge where I have a Ptor of Zenen of Zelechaser, and because I said something, I become chayiv, I showed my intention, I become chayiv. Why are my words mechayiv me? Why are my words mechayiv me? How am I with this? So it seems that if I say something at the time I get something, I'm chayiv because of it, even if you really have no right to charge it to me. If I go into your store and I buy something, you have no right to charge me, only the going price. But if I'm a galah das, I'm willing to pay more, so you have a right to charge me more. You don't agree with it. Most people, if they were the customers, wouldn't agree with it. If you're a customer, you got something, and he billed you, and then you look in the paper, you saw he's selling it at half price, you'd be very upset. But l'chayra, that's what Tosfos is saying. L'chayra, no? That if you get something, you megala das, that j'nichalei, that creates a chiyuv. I guess what Tosfos is saying, that's what Matthias is arguing with. Now, if somebody could tell me a different explanation of why there's a chiyuv, I'll be happy to hear it. I just, the only explanation I can understand. Now, you have to realize, if I'm a galah my das, I want to give you money as a gift. That's nothing. I can change my mind tomorrow. Right? Let's say I'm a galah das. I tell everybody I'm giving this person a gift. I can change my mind. Even if I tell you, I can change my mind. It has to create a hischayus. It has to be that because I'm getting something with a galah das, that getting it is mechayiv me to pay you. L'chayra, this taisis holds of such a yisayin that a galah das to pay for something I'm getting creates a chiyuv.
The story with the guy
wants to buy something from him, he's not davening. There's a Gemara that says, was it Rabbi Yitzchak? There was an Ol Shmein Esrei. The someone offered him money, and then he was an Ol Shmein Esrei, so the person bargained him all the way up.
Right.
And when he finished Shmein Esrei, he said, my das was to sell it for a lower price, I'll give it to you for a lower price.
That's
not a chiyuv mikra adin. It's not a chiyuv mikra adin. It's only it's a maisa chasidus.
Al-tribut.
That means really, he could do it. We see there also, that's no Ryan. Because there, he was bargaining before he got it. Any time I can still change my mind, even if I agree to sell you something for money, I could change my mind. If I change my mind, so then the deal is off. Our whole discussion here is only where you already got it. You already received it, and the Skybus was created. That's our discussion, and that this Taisvis is saying a Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of this Taisvis? We have to try to get klar, but it seems that the Chiddush of Taisvis is, if you're a galah das, that you're happy to pay for something, that creates a fee of money that you have to pay, and the full amount that you had a das. At least the full amount. You have to pay because your megalah das is
chenichalei.
So the chayyur regular apartment, what do you mean? In the case of Reuven and Shimon. So that's shver on Taisvis. I'm going to try to answer that now. It's shver on Taisvis when Reuven rents Shimon's apartment to Levi, that's the Nuchiyas' kasha. Why over there do we say that Levi doesn't have to pay? What? That Gemara, it's related to the Gemara here of Yair Lutai Sodech Aveira, Shlomi Daitai. So, it's learned into the Gemara in Chaf Aleph. Hadar B'chotzech Aveira Shlomi Daitai, and it's Arach HaSeich HaBaisim, Nei Yair, Ma'al Eschar L'Bailam. Bailam Yavidatai, Nimsulai Bailam, Ma'al Eschar, the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara in Chaf Aleph. Where it says, do I kind of lag with you, Pah? So that Gemara is Shver on our Taisus. Why? When Ruvi rents out Shimon's apartment to Levi, why is Levi Pata? If you're going to nem on that if you're Machayiv yourself, it creates a Chiyuv, why is Levi Pata? So there's a Teretz that says in the Arsameach, and the Stipler brings in Kilos Yaakov Simi Yudayim. And Rav Shimon as well, they say the following teretz. What's the case? Reuven rented Shimon's apartment to Levi. Reuven told Levi, here, live in this house for a week. You give me $500, you could live in the house for a week. Shimon comes home. So the lady says, I don't want to pay Reuven. It's not his. I don't want to pay Shimon. Zanana is ala kasim. I'm parted. You have a shverkai, lo taisis. You're megaladas. You should have to pay. You're megaladas that you're happy to live in the apartment. So listen to the chav, the terrorists that they say. I was only megaladas that I'm willing to live in an apartment with permission. I'm willing to pay $500. If I get an apartment that I'm living in with the permission of the owner, I have kinyane sirus in it. I have a right to be there. Such an apartment, I'm willing to pay $500 for. But to live in an apartment in which I'm living without the owner's permission, I would never pay money for that. Well, I'm an honest person. I don't want to live in someone's apartment without permission. So I was only megaladas, I was only megaladas that I'm willing to live in someone's apartment if I'm living there for shus b'alav. The owner's gave me permission. That's worth $500 to me. How much is it worth to you if I give you an apartment you can live in without the owner's permission? That, I wouldn't pay to live in such an apartment. So I didn't get what I was megaladas. I was megaladas that I thought it was Reuven's. I was megaladas, I'm willing to pay $500 to live in your apartment. But to live in someone's apartment without the owner's permission, that I would never be masking. I would never be masking to live in such an apartment. So I was never megaladas that for the thing I got, I would pay $500. You're the case. Excuse me?
An honest person would want to pay when he finds out
he's not really honest. Just saying this kind of, he gets off the hook for it. No, he's honest. But he's honest according to what Halacha says. See, he tells us, the fact is, it's true about you also. Right? You would pay a certain amount of money to stay in a hotel room. But if you're staying in the hotel room without permission, you wouldn't pay that amount of money. No? I mean, you're an honest person. How much would you pay if I showed you how you could stay in the apartment without with Derek Gazelle? So I would never go in there. But I didn't get what I said I would pay for. Because I said I would pay for a with permission apartment. And I actually received a without permission apartment. So that's not what I said I would give.
Not worth zero.
Yeah?
Not worth zero.
No, my Giladas is gone. So mail to kiss his name is Ella Foster. But this thing, I never agreed.
Peace of mind? Because you already had that. Whether it was right or wrong, you had that.
Yes, a good question. Yes, a good question. It's bothering me also. First, I want to make sure you understand what Tarsim Ech is saying. And then I'll share the question you have. But you hear the part? You hear what he's saying? If I'm a galadas, then I would stay in an apartment with the owner's permission for $500. And it turns out I'm staying there without his permission. I don't have to pay because he wants to stay in an apartment without someone's permission. As I state in the Osameach and in the Rav Shimon, the Stifler, the Knej, that also I could have been thrown out of it over the week. If the owner would have come, I could have been thrown out. That's not worth something to me. Stay a place I could be thrown out of. This is what they ask. Okay, the what? Oh, so back to the. So according to this, I was megaladas. It's going to be tricky now. Very, very tricky. So according to this, if I go into a store and I buy something, it gets delivered to me. I send them a check for the full price. And the store owner knows it was really on sale. So originally we said the light price just could keep the check. As megaladas, I'm willing to pay the whole price. Now, you could argue, I'm only willing to pay the whole price because I think that's the price. If I knew... If I knew it was an on sale item, the price. whatever the price is. But I did have a gila das. I'm willing to pay the large amount that I spend. So maybe I could tell you that I'm only willing to pay the going rate for it. That was only gila das. I want to pay going rate. Now that it's not the going rate, so then I don't have to pay. But chayra, that's what should follow. That's what should follow from this side.
He's saying that Amit Nikov also is only willing to pay the price of one wall temple. He's
not willing to pay. That's not what they put that aside. I don't know. Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Why? I think we all agree that we pay a certain amount to live in someone's apartment with the owner's permission, and we would not pay that to live there without his permission. How much would you pay to live in someone's apartment for a week, and that whole week you'll think it's with his permission, but really it's not with his permission? How much is that worth to you? Huh? Is it worth the full amount? Why?
Guilty.
Why would you feel guilty afterwards?
You don't know when you're there. And also, by the end of the day, you didn't get the product that you want.
No, I got what I wanted. I wanted to have... Why do I... If I didn't stay in someone's apartment, why do I want the owner's permission? What? Because he might come in. And why do I want the owner's permission? I don't want to be afraid to walk in. I don't want to be afraid that he'll call me a guy. I'm afraid of all these things. But it didn't happen. I lived there for the week. And I thought it was with the owner's permission. I was happy. No one walked in the middle. No one called me a guy. So, didn't I get the hanor of living in an apartment with permission, even though I lived in the apartment without permission?
In the end, you have to
live. At the end, well, if I'm going to be paying, I'll be very delighted that it worked out that way. You mean, if I have a conscience, I'll feel bad about it. That's there, so it was an apartment without permission. So is that something that I'm off the hook to pay for? It's such a weird thing. Because I have a conscience, I stayed in the apartment without permission, that's why I don't have to pay you. That's the way it turns out. Because I feel bad, I stayed there without your rishus. Huh? Reuven? No, there's not one in a grammar. What did Reuven do? Reuven opened up the door and let him in. Reuven didn't know. There was no hazard. There was no, he wasn't coming over. What? Levi came where Reuven didn't live there. Right, the Machna Frank said, if I give you permission to drink that soda, it's not mine, I say you can drink it. You drink it, I'm potter. I'm only a grandma. The question is, if you're a chai, he said, you're a potter, you're a nice. But the one who told him to drink it is certainly potter. Right? What are you doing? You open the door and let him in. So how much can you charge me for opening the door? Opening the door didn't cause anything. How much? No, if I give you someone else the key. The contractual agreement is bottle. The contract is bottle, that we're all masking. It's a regular Zenezala Chasa, that we're all masking. Except that it's a Zenehen of a Zelech Chasa with a person. Was Megalas Das, he's willing to pay for it. If Megalas Das, he's willing to pay. So they were saying, now, it wasn't Megalas Das, he's willing to pay for this. If Megalas Das, he's willing to pay for an apartment with permission. He's not willing to pay for an apartment without permission. So that's what we're saying. There are two different types of Schaira. An apartment with permission is one type of Schaira. Apartment without permission is a different type of Schaira. And for the Schaira I got, that I'm not willing to pay. Even though I thought it was an apartment with permission. And I had the peace of mind. And I thought it was good. But if I say it's a different schayra, so that's why I don't have to pay. That's why Tysus will be mine though. I'm off the hook. I don't have to pay Zen and of Zelech Chasa.
But you found that afterwards. So then your Gildas should stay.
My Gildas doesn't stay because I found out only after I moved out, after the week was up. I didn't continue living there after I found out. So now you want to make me pay for living in a place without permission.
Well, when you were there, you didn't know about it.
That's true. Therefore,
you leave out when you were having a knowledge.
At that time, I was Megala Das that an apartment with permission I'm willing to pay for. I wasn't Megal Das, I'm willing to pay for an apartment without permission.
But the reason is that you wouldn't make an apartment without permission.
Well, so that's the question. That I think we could argue about. You can argue that the reasons why don't I want to live in an apartment without permission? Because I don't have peace of mind, because I feel bad living there. That doesn't apply. If that's the case, then you're right. But if it's because it's like two types of Syrah, that I thought you're shipping me a container of one item, it's really a different item. Then I'll be parking. Does it make a difference? So that's the machlaitis. Does it make a difference to you to live in an apartment without permission at a time you think it's an apartment with permission? That's the question. That's the machlaitis, Tosis and the Mugi Yosef. That's the lesson emphasized. What is the sichsach here? Tosis holds Gilei Das is b'chayiv you. And a Gilei Das in this case is not a Gilei Das. And Mugi Yosef holds, this is a Gilei Das. Because you lived there, it made no practical difference to you that it was without permission, because you thought it was with permission. So therefore it made no difference to you. But this is the machlokes, the two sheets. What? It was a mekach, it was definitely a mekach tos. There's no question. See, that we're not, that there's no machlokes. The original contract which I had to live here is bottom. That's a mekach tos, no shaiva. The only shaila is, maybe I should have to pay because of Nehana. And even though Zenana is Elechasser, and I should be Potter, but Tosa says, if I'm a Dala Das, Zenana is Elechasser, I have to pay out to Nehana. Pay because I'm a Nehana. Okay, not out the original contract. I should have to pay out to Nehana. He's a Ptor Zenana is Elechasser. But he says it doesn't apply when you're Megal Das. Yeah, I was Megal Das, I want to pay. Just comes out very strange, the original Shiloh, which comes up, people have asked me the question, where they advertise something for a certain price, and by the time someone comes and takes it, the price is lower. Now, if it's Kaidim Lamaisa, which happens very often, so you're allowed to do it. Someone advertises a house for $900,000, and they already went down to $850,000. Someone sees the old ad and walks in and says, "I'll pay you $900,000." So if you want, you can change your mind and can offer it. You can take it for $900,000. If you want to do the immediately the chasidus of Rabbi Yitzchak, so then you'll say, "No, I already did less." But al halacha, as long as you didn't obligate yourself, you're definitely allowed to change your mind. You can not sell the house at all. You can ask for $5 million for the house. You can do whatever you want before you did it. The shayla is only la'achar ha'maisa. It was delivered already, and the person received it, and he sent the check for more money than it's supposed to be. So what do you do when someone sent the check for more money than it's supposed to be? What do you do then? So what? You lower the price. If you're showing that you're willing to do it for less, no, you need the seller. No, the question is the buyer. The buyer paid you. At the time you delivered the merchandise to him, how much did he owe you? If he would have denied it, how much would you pay him? Only the price. And he sent you more money. See, the Megal Das, that he did out Das a higher amount. Is the Gilei Das itself create a chiyuv? That's the question. Now, at first glance, Tosfos' side seems to be that Gilei Das creates a chiyuv. However, if you go with this whole mahalach, Gilei Das does not create a chiyuv unless there's no excuse why, unless there's a reason why the person under these circumstances wouldn't want it. Component, that's the this the Arsameach. Shimon says a similar thing to Arsameach and the Stifler, that this is Shitas Taisus, that Gilei Das is Machayiv, except in that case, which is a Kasha on Taisus. Okay, now That's one machlokes rishayim for today. I want to get back to the other machlokes rishayim, which I said we'd get back to. And that's the first few word lines of the Tav Tosfos. And this is the shaila of whether, in the first place, till now, I told you, we're not talking in the first place. We're not talking that you're coming to get to do it. It's done already. How much do you have to pay? The Mardechai brings b'shem de Rav Yah. The Mardechai holds b'shem de Rav Yah. It's called the Mardechai Shita. It's really Rav Yah Shita. The Mardechai Shita is that if you have a house that's like Kaimala Agra, and there's no hefsid, the Gemara will end up, there's a hefsid of Shechurisa Dashaisa. But let's say there's no hefsid, let's say you have a driveway, and you're going away for the summer, and you don't want me staying there. You tell me Beferish, don't park in my driveway. Since it's a case of Zenehen of Zelech Chaser, the Mordechai holds, Kaifan on me the Sadaim. I'm allowed to tell you, tough on you. I'm going to live there. I'm going to park there. I'm going to have anor. According to the Mordechai, if you have a bench, I mentioned yesterday a case, you have a bench in front of your house, and it's a solid bench. There's no time that you're going to have a hefsid, a solid rock bench. And I want to sit there. And you say, you have no permission to sit there. The Mordechai says, I'm allowed to sit there with a chila. The Mishnah says, Kaifan Amida Sadaim. The Gemara Bavasa says, Kaifan Amida Sadaim. And I could force you to let me sit there. And it doesn't matter what you say, I could sit there. Taisvis, in the Tap Taisvis, says, no. Hoya Yachal Lamainai Mechila Melodo Bebesa. Taisvis says, no. Agamara is only that if I sat in the bench, you want to bill me for it, you can bill me. But you could stop me in the first place from sitting on the bench. That's Taisus Shita, and the Rosh and the Ritzvah say like Taisus, and it's Ungenumen by the Vel, that the Mordechai is a Das Yachid, and that the Iker is like Taisus, the Rosh and the Ritzvah, that you're allowed to stop me in the first place from sitting there. In Svara, I have to tell you, and I think I told you the other day, that I understand the Mordechai much better than the other Shitas. And everyone in Shia who I spoke to about this understood the other way. According to the Mordechai, you're allowed to put up any sign you want, but I'm allowed to go there, unless it causes you a loss. If you tell me if I walk down the driveway, you can't do private things in your backyard, so that's a taina. Let's say there's no taina. Let's say you're going away for the summer, and you say, no shortcuts to my property, and you didn't plant anything, nothing wrong. I don't understand why you could tell me, don't do it. And I want to explain to you what I'm saying. I'd like everybody here, when we finish today, I'll give you a few marimakaymas on the Indian. And to go with an open mind and try to see how we pass it on the Shaila. Open mind, because I mean a Shulchan Aruch. The way I understand Yiddishkeit, we were given a Torah, and the Torah forbids certain things. You're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to be mazik, there's certain things you're not allowed to do. Now, when we were little boys, I don't know if it continued, but there was a thing that you said, B'li Rishus. You ever had that when you were little? You ever heard of B'li Rishus? Huh? He said, B'li Rishus to look at me, or B'li Rishus to whatever. You ever heard of such a thing? See, I grew up in better times. When I was a kid, if you said, B'li Rishus to do something, the other person's not allowed to do it. B'li Rishus is like a kiddie thing, that B'li Rishus to look at me, B'li Rishus to anything, that, you know, there was such a thing. We all understand. If I tell you you're not allowed to look at me, are you allowed to look at me? Is there any reason if I say B'li Rishus, if I have an expensive painting, it's a beautiful painting, and I say, believe it's just to look at it. Huh? You'll agree that you're allowed to look at it? Let's say you don't have to go into my house. I'm carrying a painting. I'm busy carrying it. I tell you, I don't want you looking at my painting. Are you allowed to look at the painting? Huh? That everyone will agree, I think. Everyone agree it's worth it? No? If I would have a painting here in front of the room, I tell you, well, I don't want you looking at my painting. Are you allowed to look at it? You agree it's worth it? I don't think you'll agree. Okay. So if I have a painting, I said, I want you looking at my painting, it's worth it. Now, if I have a radio and I'm listening to the news, I say, I don't want you listening. Are you allowed to listen to the news? Huh? I have my radio, it's playing right up here. Are you allowed to listen to it? So everyone seems to agree with me, it's mutter. No? There we go. So if I have a bench, and I say, I'm going to give you a shus to sit on it. When you sit on it, can you explain to me, now again, if it's a weak bench, it might break. I have a timer. Assuming I have no timer, it's a solid, rock solid bench, and you're not going to wear out the seat, I tell you, now let us sit here. So if you ask me a shayla, the way my mind works is I think, is it leisig naiv? No. You're not picking up the bench. And if I have a baseball bat, I say, now let me use it. You want to pick it up, and so now bad, it's awesome, you got it. It's not leisig naiv. Is it mazik? It's not mazik. I'm talking about a case where it won't go down in value or mashu. It's not a mazik. So if it's not a ganit, it's not a mazik, why is it that everybody seems to think, including Taisvis, that you're not allowed to sit on it? I just need someone to explain to me, where does it come from that you're not allowed to sit on it? And not only that, I know the hashkafa of the Torah is that you're midah sedayim. We all agree. If you tell me I'm not sitting on the bench, that's midah sedayim. Taisvis agrees with that. It's midah sedayim. Taisvis just says you can still stab me. Why in the world could you stab me? I don't understand it. Hashem gave me control on the bench. So I have a right to take this bench and throw it away. You have a right to say whatever you want, but why do I have to listen to you? You're not my father, I'm not Kibbut Avayim, you're not my Rebbe, you're not the Melech. Why do I have to listen to you? You're saying you don't want me sitting here. Why am I mukhif to listen to you? You, if you want, you could destroy it. You're about Tashkis, but I can't stop you. If I tell you, if you want to take the bench and destroy it, you're allowed to. You're not destroying it. You're leaving it here. So why can't I sit on the bench?
What is your right to sit? Is it the Torah gave you a right to sit, or is it the Torah said someone else that he has to be able to sit on
it? What's the difference of sitting on your bench and looking at your painting? Tell me the difference.
Why do we madar no?
What?
Why do we madar no on someone else? Not allowed to walk into the property.
Madir Hanar, okay, if I make a neder, I agree with you. If I receive the Torah, what should I do? Is a Torah. The truth is, the Torah brings the machlokes for shayla. If you make a neder, then I'm not going to sit on your bench, and I sit on it. If you're even a Avera, I'm Avera. The machlokes for Rambam and all the other Rishayim. The Rambam says, if you make a neder to ask your bench on me, and I sit on it, you're the one who's over there, the synagogue, not me. The Rambam holds, there's no Baal Yechel Zahorai. I didn't say anything. You said. Other Rishayim talk all differently. But if you're going to tell me it's a parsha in the Torah, that if you make a neder, so I'm asking to you, because you could point to a parsha in the Torah. But nobody could point to a parsha in the Torah that says, I can't sit on your bench. I can't pick it up. I can't take it away. I'm asking. I can't sit there. I don't understand it. What? Why not? When I ask people, they always say, but it's not yours. I'm asking, it's not mine. I'm not claiming it's mine. Why can't I sit? I ask someone, if I have a telescope and it's trained on the stars, I tell you, now I use my telescope. And I go there and I just look through the telescope. I don't touch it either. You could ask me to look through the telescope. Why is the difference sitting on a bench? What? What? You pay money for it.
And that's where the
fences are,
because people will pay to sit.
That's right, it's awesome, because people pay to sit on it. It's not Kamala Agra, and it's not Olam Lamegra. It's Loinahana, it's not worth money, and it's Elechos. On the top of the Empire State Building, Vice says it's worth money. It's Zenahana, it's Echos, and Vice says. It's Kamala Agra. I agree with you. If you have a telescope that's Kamala Agra, and you have it on top of the Empire State Building where it's Olam Lamegra, then I'm asking to you. It's kind of like, you know, but Lamegar, you could show me a sugya that says that you that it has a din mazik. That's what it says. Our Gemara says, it's Abba Lamegar, it has a din mazik. So I'm asking to you. But in a case where it's not Abba Lamegar, it's a bench and borrow puff in front of someone's house. So why can't I sit here? That's what I see there. What? No, everyone's mighty. Even Tysus agrees that once I sat on the bench, I don't have to pay because it's light in the hand of a lechasa. That kuliyama mighty. No, but nehenna means that I would normally pay for it. When I sit on your bench, it's not something I ever pay for. Baruch Hashem, we don't live in a world where there are benches with money for them. You have to pay for them. I know sometimes I go to a Yiddish company. I was once in a pizza store in the country, up in the mountains. They had a sign that the bathroom is for customers only. So I was thinking that when I was meeting the time, I have to go to the bathroom. And it's for customers. Why does it cost money to use the bathroom? What? To use the bathroom. In the country, you pay for the money. All right, if you pay for the money, then okay. So this is back to that shy, so okay. I don't think it's terrible to meet the Sadaim. The guy's a bathroom. So you're telling him, if you buy a soda and make 20 cents, you can use my bathroom. Huh? Huh? I don't know. Anyway, this is my shayla to you. I would like to give you three maramakaimis of Shulchan Aruch. And I'd like you to put in the shtadlus to work on understanding the svara and the shayla. Why don't I give you the three maramakaimis on this nidayim? One, is a case of Simin Shin Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. There are two shitas there in the Shulchan Aruch, but you have to understand each shita. The second is the Ramah in Shin Samach Gimel Sifav. And the third is the case of Bar Mitzvah. Our case, this is a Shinai and Dalit Sif Aleph. Now, I'd like to bear the case of the bench in mind, and I tell you before we start that I'm asking to you that the Amma Dabar, whoever learns the Sugya in the olden days when people got to Dafaf on the days and people in Yeshivas who learned the Sugya. Well, now they started the second pair. People are going to get here. The Amma Dabar, what everyone assumes, and I assume that it's, that I'm wrong, that you could stop someone from sitting on the bench. That's ungenommen, that Shitas Taisus, you can stop someone from sitting on your bench. I will tell you, if you look at the Nachlas David, the Nachlas David is actually on Daf Chaf Aleph. It's Teich Devarav, Dibur Amaskal Avol. He explains Taisus. And the way he explains Taisus, you'll see also in the Ramah Shin Samach Gimel Sivav, where he brings Taisus. The way I understand, the way they're explaining Taisus, the bench case, the way I understand, will be mutter. The way I understand what it says, the bench case will be mutter. And it's I'm telling you before we start that I must be wrong, because this is not something new from this year. I learned this sugya. It was actually 8 years ago when the yeshiva learned it, and we learned it times before that. My havana coming away from the sugya, even from Taisus, you see the way this book in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings it, is that it should be mutter. And like I say, kol chaveira, I couldn't find anybody to agree with me. So I'd like someone to explain to me why I'm wrong. But if you look at these, at what it says here, and you have an open mind to look, at least some of you may come to agree with me that maybe it's worth it. So that, Nis Hashem, will come to tomorrow. Keep on moving. I don't like to keep you with nothing to do, although for tomorrow you have plenty to do. To work this out, I'd appreciate it. If you do have more time, tomorrow's Thursday, so some of us are longer say that there is a tshuva in the Nagib Yehuda, and the Sugya of Zen Enev Zalachasa. It's nothing to do with the bench case. It's also a very interesting case. Nagib Yehuda Tinyana, Chayshimishpat Tzimuchav Dalit. So you say the Stikachuv and the Nagib Yehuda Zen Enev Zalachasa. So you have a lot to do. I hope everybody will be very busy tomorrow. It's a shame.